yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, we have one more hour and then we are going to go Coco Bananas. It's been the end of a very tough week in the history of this country. Mm. I suggest you all go out and get blotter.
Oh,
yes. Responsible.
It's the only sensible thing
go
to do.
Go and have fun.
Go and
all
that's
of
where
you.
Drinking originated in places. Oh, I'll talk about it later. Yeah. Moon Man will have something to chip in on this.
You sound very educated on the subject matter.
On the culture
of
drinking and its history. I have done some research.
You've got a
living,
thesis in it.
Breathing research. Hey, I mentioned Lawrence Mooney. He'll be up very soon on the big program. Good to catch up with Lawrence.
Love him.
He used to love it. Every Wednesday he was on.
I miss the Moon Man.
Then he went and got all hoity-toity and said,
turned all Sydney on it. Yeah.
Turned on Drive Time Performance. Never seen a guy leave it so quickly. Thanks.
See ya.
Waiter, check please. Hey, Week in Review is coming up, Jane Kennedy. The song, we're about to launch it now. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. But before we get to Lawrence, I just quickly need to bring in Song Whisperer.
Yes, you do.
Jane, the Song Whisperer.
And when Lawrence will have a go at this, he's good at this. His musical knowledge
probably
is
get
excellent.
It.
So, and now, if I hear Taylor Woe today.
No Taylor Woe.
If I hear Taylor Woe, I said to you, make it upbeat. Mm. We're sick of it. We're sick of your antics, your academic hoity-toity.
Yeah.
Everyone's hoity-toity today to you. Settle down.
He's just trying to keep things simple.
Yeah.
Can you please give us the synopsis of today's song?
This song is about the importance of saying I love you. It's about knowing the nature of one's heart, but being unable to express those feelings, whether through fear of rejection or fear of inadequacy. Confusion reigns, and the moments are missed. If you're waiting for the right time to tell someone you love them, know this. Now is the right time.
Puppy love. Puppy love. Is it puppy
by
love?
By Donny Osmond. No, Jimmy Osmond.
Jimmy
and they call it.
Dave?
Not puppy love.
Is it Savage Garden?
Not Savage Garden.
Jane?
Is it Like a Virgin by Madonna?
Not Madonna.
Like a Virgin. All right. Well,
that's.
All right. It's out. 1-3-3-5-3. Get on board. Yeah. What's up for stakes?
How's this? It's a $1,000 Flight Centre gift card to give away. It gives you the opportunity to holiday here in Australia as well. $1,000.
Well, are you that's what we need
anywhere,
in this country?
Dave? Have you decided
I haven't put anywhere in concrete yet, but I would love to visit the northwest of Australia, right up the top, somewhere west. Like, I'm thinking Broome.
I don't think you can handle it.
You don't think I'm
not for it? No, I'd go somewhere.
Broome is
safer
the best
for you.
Ever, yes.
Right.
Oh, yeah, all right. Ride a camel.
Handle it.
Okay.
Ride a camel. Watch out, the camel teams fight. They hate each other.
What do you mean?
There's three different camel teams and it
pick the red one.
Kneecaps have been broken. Go red. Choose
go
wisely.
Red.
Choose
go
wisely.
Red.
You could be done in a camel drive-by. Right. Hey, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time Lawrence Mooney was in, our attention shifted to Russell Crowe's climate change TV spots during the Firefight Australia telecast.
The change in climate can be seen in the extremes of those fluctuations and in the increase of extreme weather events.
That's climate change in a nutshell.
Thank you, Russell.
Do you like the way I say fluctuation? Are you fluctuating?
Thank you for that explanation.
Please welcome back to the show, legend of Australian comedy and Triple M Sydney's Moon Man in the Morning, Lawrence Mooney.
There he is. It's very nice to be here. Thank you very much. Can I have a crack at the song? Please?
Yes, please. Right. Go for it.
Give it a bash.
I am feeling like it might be Rupert Holmes' Escape, a.k.a. the Pina Colada song.
I like the proper name that you've given that song.
Pina Colada.
I wish it was, because then we'd have to play the whole thing on Triple
M. If you like Pina Colada. Yes!
Is that your karaoke song?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, of course, he advertises for a bit on the side, you know, Ashley Madison style. And the person that responds to the ad is his wife.
It's unbelievable.
They meet on a beach and they're both cheating on one another. They don't have a fight. They just sing Pina Colada to each other.
They sing Pina Colada and they see the funny side.
Yeah, they finish that conflict like bonobo monkeys.
Well, that's the follow-up
all
song,
conflict
isn't it?
With lovemaking. Can you imagine if you put an ad in the public notices for another lover and your wife answered, how furious would be with one another? Oh,
there's no winners there. There's no fireworks
there is in this song.
And pina coladas, no. I'm afraid. It's lawyers at 20 paces. How are you going? Mm. Are you surviving? Now, please tell me you're being careful with your health in this dangerous time. You're not a high-risk taker.
No, I have been previously, and I've got a very robust immune system as a result because I've had a lot of the diseases. But I have been.
You are a walking petri dish.
Absolutely. Syphilis, I laugh in your face. Gonorrhea, ha, ha, ha.
And you've got a good supply of, at home of antibiotics, have you?
Absolutely. I've got the vibromycin here. Oh, non-specific urethritis. Bring it on.
So what are you doing? How are you protecting yourself? Are you playing a smart game?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, I'm trying to contribute to society by thinning the herd and reducing the spread. And so we have taken Maggie, our 7-year-old, out of school and we are locking down. And so Triple M have set up a studio in my study at home. And so I'm coming to you from the study. I am bollocky naked and I'm holding a martini. And this is Radio 2020 style.
The idea that if you like me, the idea that you have a study is fascinating to me.
Has it got
a Captain Cook style table and a big oil painting behind
and a globe?
Are you smoking a pipe at the moment? What's happening?
Let me spin my globe and see where it lands. Tasmania. Can't go there. But who doesn't love a map of Tasmania on a globe?
Oh, my God.
A globe. Hey, tell me this. Sad news for the comedy community.
Absolutely.
I think the Adelaide Fringe just got away in time and saw it out, but Melbourne done, I think Sydney done, Brisbane done. Does this leave a big hole in your working life? Because we know what a great stand-up you are and what an important part of the picture it is for you.
Thankfully, yes, I've got another stream of income, which is Triple M. Not on the same money as you, Mick. I'm not on 17 grand a year. So
work your way up the ladder.
Does go out to the jobbing comics, many of whom we know that work on the front bar and are guests on your show, who rely on the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Brisbane and Sydney, or Brisbane's done as well, but Sydney and Perth for an income. And so they're not part of, you know, the stimulus package, although they're sole traders and small business people that run a business, comedians have been largely forgotten. So if you can get onto a streaming device and see a comedian performing in the solitude of their own room and give a donation, that'd be great.
Yep.
But my show Beauty is on hold until later on in the year.
Yep.
Just want to say to all the Moon Man fans out there, we are rescheduling, so you can get a refund or we can reschedule. But Beauty was a pretty good show. I did it in Brisbane and Adelaide, and it was going very well.
I think it's just great to see one of your shows cancelled, and it's not your fault, or it's because you didn't turn up, or because you didn't do that. And the irony of all this is that if you ever wanted to laugh, you know what I mean?
Oh my
in the
God,
face
exactly.
of this horrific predicament we find ourselves, it would be great to be able to go along and see some quality comics. Do you hang around, Moon Man?
Yep. Absolutely. Why don't I do a little spot from Beauty up next and see if we can't get some laughs out over the...
Done.
How good.
I like
Triple
it.
M that's perfect.
All right. The Moon Man's with us. And by the way, all Australian music we've been playing today, which has been performed on Kennedy Malloy, and this is the Teskey Brothers right now. And this is So Caught Up. Lawrence Mooney's our special guest, Kennedy Malloy. Teskey Brothers, So Caught Up.
Good Aussie music.
All Australian music, that bands that have performed on Kennedy Malloy, which, by the way,
needs
is
more
a
cowbell.
Clue.
Needs just a bit of cowbell.
That's a clue for the Song Whisperer, by the way, because just remember, all bands on the show today have performed on Kennedy Malloy.
All right.
1-3-3-5.
Great to see. We're talking to Lawrence Mooney, who's joined us. We were talking about your live show, Beauty. And is it ironic? What's the...
I love the title.
Of course.
What is it? What does it mean?
The interesting thing is most people don't consider themselves beautiful, even if they are. You know, you can have a classic beauty or a supermodel. And from my long and tortuous journey through dating women and marrying some of them, women don't want to be told they're beautiful. And whenever I've told a woman she's beautiful, Mick, I've always got the same response, and that is, please don't approach me in an underground car park. I will spray you in the eyes. But
you and Mick do have a lot in common.
The concert. I've got a whistle. Which I've always thought, does it deter them or attract them? You've got to be careful with that.
The whistle.
The concept of beauty was, of course, started by the Greeks. In 700 BC, they wrote every aspect of human behaviour down. The Greeks started everything, okay? They started putting feta in salad. They started...
all the big ones.
They started using the tradesman's entrance. And
I think that's the greatest achievement, the Greeks. You can talk everything out. Cop that, Aristotle.
I know. Who came out of the cave with their toga on just going, I've come up with the answer to happiness. Oh, yeah, Plato, what is it? I don't think so, mate. Easy. We're working on high concepts here. No, it's the tradies' entrance, I'll tell you. And the other thing that they perfected was not paying their bills. It's a long time-honoured tradition ending with George Columbaris. why don't celebrity chefs pay their bills? Seriously, you know, you've got Columbaris, Neil Perry, Bleston... Heston Blumenthal. And of course, my favourite of them all, the perennial teenager, ooh, the pucker tucker. Oh, yeah. My wife's got so many cookbooks in our kitchen, my shelves are collapsing. Anyway, I've got $244 million of personal wealth, but Jamie's Italian failed. Ooh, look at that. And I've left £89 million of debt in behind. Anyway, what you do is you get some rosemary and sea salt and crunch it up together. Oh, isn't that lovely? I'm going to get me Aston Martin now, and F you, pay your own bills.
You make a good point.
You're listening, 14-year-old tool. Yeah. But let's just go back to the Greeks.
Yes, please.
So Aphrodite is the goddess of love, passion, and beauty. Mm. And the way that she was created, and there's all sorts of different Greek mythologies, and I studied them at drama school, is her father, Uranus, who is also the father of comedy for year 10 students. I mean, who didn't just absolutely slam the desk when they discovered a planet was called Uranus? And up went my hand. Mr. Wrong, our Malaysian science teacher. What's the diameter of Uranus? Mooney, get out. Get out. And that was the start of it. I heard the laughter. And
you're away.
It became a bug that I couldn't get rid of. But Uranus and Gaia, Mother Earth, they created the Titans. And Uranus banished the Titans to the underworld. And Gaia, like all married women, planned to kill her husband.
Yeah.
All married. Yes. You hear that laughter, Mick?
Yes, yes.
Knowing laughter from Jane.
Everyone thought about it.
Anyway, so she got angry with Uranus and got her son Kronos to kill him. Now, this is how the way Kronos decided to kill Uranus. Cut off his testicles and threw them into the sea. Now, this is a true Greek mythology myth. And so the sea, the brackish waters, mixed with Uranus's testicles, creating a foam and spume. And so when you go down to the beach and the waves are breaking, that's the foam created by Uranus's testicles. And from that arose Aphrodite, beautiful in every measure.
Okay.
Now, the Greeks don't describe her, and that's what beauty in the eye of the beholder is. Now, this is the interesting thing, how the Greek mythology still applies. She arose from the foam, beautiful in every measure. Women still do that. They kick back the hair.
Sure.
It's dragged over the back of the head in tresses as they emerge from the water and they just look at you.
Yes.
Mm. But men, they emerge from the water perpendicular. They end up with a dumb and dumber fringe, a piece of snot hanging out of the nose, and a bit of a wink. G'day, sweetie. Come here often, do you? And in honour of Uranus, they still emerge from the water with a ball hanging out of their speedos or board shorts.
And shrunken and thus, as well.
The myth is perfect. It still applies.
Good on you, Eight Moon Man. It's a pleasure. That was educational too.
Yeah, it was.
We'll provide a fact sheet on our website. So always a pleasure to catch up. How's it going in the mornings, mate? Moon Man in the mornings. It's the new kid in town.
Yeah,
in we're summer, loving let it. Me tell you.
We're having a great time, and 3:30 withstanding. when the alarm goes off, everything's pretty good. So
good, always nice to join you
guys. I didn't turn my back on you. I just ran away. It was like a hostage situation.
Catch you soon, buddy.
Moonman in the morning, by the way, is aired nationally across Australia on the weekends across the Triple M network, triplem.com.au for times.